Sag a matter of confession. Why instituted by divine law? Always necessary to salvation. Or says the manner of confessing secretly to a priest alone. Which, and sisters, you have to understand my abbreviations. I am my own abbreviations when you read this. Which the Catholic Church has always observed from the beginning and still observes is never says you don't have to confess your sins and secretly to a priest. This person is at variance with the institution and command of Christ. Whoever denies that and claims this auricular confession is a human contrivance, something invented by human beings, let him be anathema. What are we saying? And this better be known. And the more countries you're in, sisters, you better hold on to this. What are we being taught? That from the Lord. When he instituted the sacrament of confession, he intended, Jesus intended, the penitent, the sinner, to confess his sins. Manifest. By word of mouth, so the priest then, by word of ear, might hear. Now, regular confession means confession that can be heard. With what? With the auras, with the ears of the priest. If anyone says this was not answered by Christ, but is a human invention, let him be anathema. This was 1981. I was publishing a book on the spiritual life. And one chapter in that book is a question. Whatever happened to confession? Because in our country, so many Catholics are just not going to confession. And in that one chapter, I had one paragraph saying, in my own words, what we've just read, that the confession of sins by word of mouth for the penitent heard by the ears of the priest, and that is of divine institution. Jesus Christ requires confession, which can be heard by the priest who then is to give absolution. I just said that one short paragraph. I will not identify the archdiocese, but a large Eastern archdiocese with a cardinal charge of the diocese. After about a month, He goes to publish it, and I try to have an imprimatur for all my books. So the Cardinal gave my manuscript to his, what they call, diocesan censor. After about a month, I got a letter back from the priest working under the Cardinal, telling me, "Sorry, the Cardinal cannot give you any imprimatur unless you remove that one paragraph where you say that verbal auricular confession is of divine origin. You remove that paragraph, you get your imprimatur." And I wrote back, said, "Sorry, I cannot remove what is an article of faith." And I think I should say this. At about a month later, in fact, I got the letter from the Cardinal's office when I was giving lectures in Connecticut, one of the states on the East Coast. The next day, I had a heart attack. And God is good. I then was sent from Connecticut to Chicago. The only time that I signed my death warrant, I tell you about this. The doctors in Connecticut told me, "Father, there's no hope for you unless you have immediate heart surgery." So I called up my doctor, who had been serving me for almost 30 years. Yes, kept me alive. I called him up. He said, "No, don't have your surgery in Connecticut. You must come to Chicago." And I told the doctors in Connecticut, "My doctor in Chicago says, you must come to Chicago to have your heart surgery." The doctors in Connecticut said, "We can't let you go because you won't die on your way to Chicago." So I called up my provincial. "Father provincial, can I sign my death warrant?" "What are you talking about?" "Well, I told him, the doctors in Connecticut say, if you sign a document, say that when you die, and you will die, on the way to Chicago, you are responsible for your own death. And sign it. And you went contrary to the doctor's directives here in Connecticut. If you sign that, we'll let you go." I asked my provincial, "Can I sign my death warrant?" "Go ahead." So I signed my death warrant. I say this, sisters, because then there was correspondence